Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
So picture this one. It's Christmas Day 2024 in Ohio. Most families are unwrapping gifts, sipping eggnog, and trying to, tolerate their in-laws. 37-year-old Brittany Cole was in this situation. She had something a little more sinister up her sleeve, though. Instead of giving her 80-year-old father-in-law, David Cole Sr., a nice holiday card or a pair of cozy socks, she decided to kill him. And not in some heat-of-the-moment kind of way. No, this was planned. Brittany, who was studying to be a nurse, which is darkly ironic, mixed up a deadly cocktail for David Sr. She gave him 6 capsules of Tylenol with codeine, plus a nice chaser of Z-Quil. Now, for anyone not in the medical field, that combination isn't exactly a recommended dosage. It's a one-way ticket to shutting down your body, especially for an elderly man. Brittany knew exactly what she was doing. Prosecutors later made it clear that she gave him those meds knowing they would kill him. And then, after David Sr. died, Brittany didn't do what a normal person would do, like call 911 and pretend it was an accident. Nope. Instead, she calmly started telling family members that she had moved to Cincinnati because, of course, that's totally normal. An 80-year-old man just up and leaves without a trace, no goodbye calls, no forwarding address, no nothing. It sounds legit that, he just decided to go move to Cincinnati. And if that wasn't bad enough, Brittany and her family packed their bags and took a little vacation to Orlando. Yeah, while his body was just sitting in the house. Yeah. She committed murder and then went for a fun getaway, as if she hadn't just poisoned a man to death. Priorities, you know? Although it does kind of remind me of the laundries a little bit. In the Gabby Petito situation, where Brian shows back up with Gabby's van and no Gabby, and they go on a camping trip.
So bizarre. This is a good time to go camping.
In some sick way, I feel like they did that knowing he was going to kill himself. But let's go have one more fun family outing before Brian offs himself in the woods.
Could be.
That's my conjecture.
Yeah.
Now, here's where things get even messier. Fast forward a couple of weeks to January 8th of 2025, and Brittany is at a nursing school because apparently she still thought she had a future in healthcare. And her husband, 44-year-old David Cole Jr., finally stumbles upon dad's remains. His dad's remains. Let me tell you, this is where it gets kind of really dumb. Instead of immediately calling the police like a normal person who finds a decomposing body in their house, he and Brittany start texting about the smell and how to get rid of it. Yes,
That's his dad.
Yeah. He didn't like call the police, oh my God, my wife is crazy. She killed my dad and his body's here. Or at the very least, dad is dead and decomposing. Let's call 911. No. Did you get any of those three for $10 at Bath & Body this weekend, those wallflowers. I like this one. I think the sandalwood really covers up the smell of rotting flesh. There are actual text messages between them discussing this. Let's pause for a moment, because if you ever find yourself texting someone about the smell of a body and body disposal instead of calling 911, congratulations, you've officially made some bad choices in life. And as if that wasn't enough to prove that they were in any way over their heads, investigators later found out a lovely little Google search on Brittany's phone from December 25th, the exact day she killed him. The search? You ready for it? When someone dies, how long does it take for the body to start smelling? It's kind of like a confession with Wi-Fi. It's also similar to what we have seen in another case, the Anna Walsh murder case, where Brian Walsh kills his wife, allegedly, on New Year's Eve, and then does the insane, like, 40 Google searches. I think that was one of his searches as well. There's more. On January 8th, the same day that David Jr. discovered his father's body, he ordered a mattress cover online. I don't know about you, but
this is his father.
If I find a dead body, my first instinct isn't to start online shopping. But apparently that's what made sense to him. Is it for the body, or is it just like, hey, you know, we need a mattress cover, just in case I wet the bed with some of these nightmares I'm going to have about finding my father dead? At this point, you're probably wondering, where exactly was David Sr.'s body during all of this? Well, authorities found him stuffed in a shed, wrapped up in that mattress cover. Oh, so it was used. And a tarp, like he was a piece of old furniture that they didn't know what to do with. Investigators believe Brittany and David Jr. initially left him in a sunroom, but after coming back from Orlando, because of course they had to take their little trip first, they finally decided to move him to the shed, you know, so they wouldn't have to deal with that smell. Let's talk motive. Turns out this wasn't just about getting rid of an in-law. This was all about money. After David Sr. died, Brittany kept collecting his $2,300 a month Social Security payment, and her husband made sure the money got to her. She used it to pay bills, utilities, and other household expenses. She's going about life like she hadn't just killed a man. Kind of extreme. Kind of crazy that this is how that worked. But as you can probably guess, the whole thing fell apart spectacularly. Brittany was arrested, charged, and on February 25th, she was sentenced to life in prison. The catch? She'd be eligible for parole after 16 years. Like you do. Which honestly is wild considering she literally murdered someone, hid the body, went on vacation, and then just continued spending his money like nothing happened. As for her husband, David Jr., well, let's just say things aren't looking great for him either. He's facing 6 felony charges, including tampering with evidence, abuse of a corpse, and obstructing justice. He has not been arraigned yet, but it's safe to say that his life is about to get a whole lot worse. So let's review. Brittany poisoned her elderly father-in-law on Christmas Day, lied to everyone about him, moving to Cincinnati, went on vacation while his body rotted in your sunroom, Googled incriminating stuff, texted about the smell, kept cashing his checks, and somehow thought she'd get away with it. And yet, here we are. She's in prison, her husband's about to go to jail, and their grand criminal plan collapsed faster than a house of cards in a windstorm. The moral? If you're going to commit a crime this stupid, maybe don't have a digital trail that a middle schooler could crack in 5 minutes. But honestly, just don't commit murder, because trust me, prison food is nowhere near as good as an Orlando vacation. Just not a good idea in any way, shape, or form. It amazes me the stupidity of people some days, Carol.
It's like, kill father-in-law. Let's go to Disney World. And you know, like when she's at Disney World, she's having fun. She's doing the fun things. It's not like I'm sure she rented a hotel room just to sit there and mope. She's out participating and having fun. What she just did.
One of those things, like sometimes if you're in line at Disney World, you start like chatting with other folks in line because there's nothing else to do other than stare at your phone. Yeah. And sometimes like, oh, you know, like where are you from? Da-da-da-da-da, that sort of stuff. I wonder what their conversations were like, if they had any of them. It was like, oh, yeah, we're from over here. You know, father-in-law just moved to Cincinnati, had some health concerns.
Then in her head, she's like, I bet it stinks in my house.
Or are you like, oh, we just left. We had to get rid of the smell. Why is that? Well, Dad's rotting in the sunroom, and we just thought it'd be better to go do a character breakfast over here.
I OD'd him. I am trying to get his Social Security. That, you know, all this shit will always come back to get you. You are not going to steal someone's Social Security indefinitely without that person having a trace of being on this earth.
Yeah.
But people do it. I mean, you hear about this all the time.
Because they can go for long periods of time before being caught.
There was a story I came across this week of a woman whose dad was in prison, and she wanted to get his veterans benefits or some kind of disability. It equated to maybe $350 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So she pretends she actually went through with it, even though she's married. She married her dad so she could get that $350 in benefits. She married her own dad. And then they're like, wait a minute, you're already married. Oh, wait a minute. He's not your second cousin. He's your dad. All to get $350 a month. I'm like, girl, go get another part-time damn job. You know, you could go down the street and work fast food and make an extra $350 a month. But instead,
she marry your dad.
Tries to marry her dad.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No